Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it has not been a good day for many American companies. Starting today, if you sell pork, cherries, almonds, or dozens of other products to China, you will be hit with a tariff. China announced the restrictions after President Trump slapped taxes on Chinese steel and aluminum last month. The president has also promised more tariffs are on the way. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Last week, we spoke after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Fox News that he was talking with Chinese officials to work out a deal over these trade conflicts. So what happened, Jill? I mean, did the negotiations break down or what?
Well, we don't know the exact details, but we do know that when the markets heard and investors heard about that, they kind of were like, okay, that's all right. And we also know that China said it would only retaliate if they couldn't get anywhere with these talks. So clearly, we've hit some sort of roadblock because this announcement was seems sort of sudden relative to what we thought the pace of what was going to occurred. That said, we're still hearing some rumors out of the Treasury Secretary's office that they are talking. And I guess that is the good news here.
Yeah, China's putting a 15% tariff on American cherries, almonds, wine, ethanol, a 25% tariff on pork, which is a big deal for that industry. Just put some of these numbers into context.
Well, the Department of Agriculture says that, you know, this is a big enough hit, but not the most significant. So 6% of U.S. fruit exports go to China, 5% of wine to China, 9% of pork goes to China. But notice what's not in there, soybeans and sorghum. Those are huge commodities, 60% of soybeans going to China. And so that tells me that they're kind of either the Chinese are holding back something big, a big arrow in its quiver, or they are maybe saying that would be so bad for their own people that they wouldn't be willing to do it just yet.
Well, I'm looking at the stock market, which fell again at the open on these fears of a trade war. We reached correction territory for the NASDAQ and S&P 500 today. The tech sector, of course, is to blame for some of that. But, you know, Jill, it just seems like markets are kind of starting to lose patience over these tariff talks.
Well, I mean, look, it's funny, though. I was watching very early this morning, and the futures markets, even after this announcement, were not down very dramatically. And so something happened between the moment markets opened and now. And what I would say is that people are starting to get concerned and thinking through that the trade issues are certainly one thing, but also what's going on in the technology sector appears to be really spooking many investors. Because remember, these huge technology stocks, the Facebooks, the Apples, the Amazons, the Netflix, the Googles, these stocks had led the way for this rally. And if they are now starting to turn, some investors are worried that that could be sort of the precipice here. This could be the beginning of the end of this beloved or not so beloved bull market.
Really? So you think that this could spread? You've got tariffs and the tech industry struggling, that could actually tip the economy into something we don't like?
Well, I wouldn't say the economy. I would say the markets, because right now the economy still looks just fine. With the economy expanding, GDP is expanding. We know that jobs are plentiful. The unemployment rate is at a very low level. That is not the market, but the market is now started its 10th year. And as you get longer and longer into this bull market, the second longest on record, many things can tip the balance the other way.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thanks very much.
Take care.